Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when we honor the memory of a great man and a great American. Dr. Martin Luther King was born on this day, January 15th, a long time ago. He was born in 1929. And again, as you know from his date of being assassinated in April of 1968, he had a brief life, but a profoundly meaningful one. And I do want to let you know that one of the Medved history programs that we have available is about Dr. King. And Dr. King and his prophetic nature. And prophetic not only about the nation at large, but about his own life. The remarkable speech that he gave the night before he was killed, where he clearly was foreseeing some kind of sudden end to his life. And this is literally less than 24 hours before he met his death. It's one of those things that I write about in God's Hand on America. And for those who are Medhead members, and Medhead Plus members, it's available to you free of charge. Otherwise, go to the Medved History Store and you can find out about everything that's on offer. The voting begins in less than 3 hours from now. It is amazing. And what's interesting is at the very last moment, there seems to be almost a new willingness on the part of particularly Governor DeSantis to take on President Trump. And what had happened before is not that President Trump had not aimed a great deal of advertising and a great deal of negativity on the candidate he calls DeSantis sometimes or DeSanctimonious sometimes. He calls him Meatball Ron, and he's been very critical of Governor DeSantis, claiming that he only has a political career because Donald Trump endorsed him. Of course, he had already gotten himself elected to Congress, had served a couple of terms, and did all of that before he had any contact with President Trump. But in any event, the reality of everything that DeSantis is doing now is trying to put Trump into a more negative frame to indicate why he is not simply Trump with a more impressive political success. Because Trump, remember, in all of his races for president, and maybe including this one, we don't know yet. But he lost the popular vote badly in 2016 and won just enough electoral votes to be elected president. And then he lost the popular vote by 7.5 million votes last time. And so DeSantis on ABC's This Week certainly took the gloves off more than he has formerly. The part of the idea has been, and it's true for Nikki Haley, it was true for Ron DeSantis, it was true for all of the candidates except for Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson, who's still a candidate, by the way. He's still on the ballot in places. He may even get a few votes, though he won't get any delegates from the Iowa caucuses. But here is DeSantis on ABC's This Week talking about the way that Trump operates. This is clip four.
But what we can't have as a party is that our movement is detached from the underlying principles and issues that we're trying to advocate on behalf of the American people. And I think Trump is trying to make it to where someone that kisses the ring, even if they're not faithful to the core conservative values, somehow they're a member in good standing just by doing that, whereas a Chip Roy, who's fighting on all these conservative issues that all the Republican base has always wanted to do, but the fact that he's endorsed me and hasn't kissed the ring and somehow he's bad or he's somehow a rhino, that is what you don't want. You want it to be rooted in a larger principle and not an individual. And also, you got to hold people accountable. I mean, me as the nominee should be held accountable. Donald Trump, anybody. So we're doing it, I think, the right way. The people that are attracted to us, they like what I've done in Florida, but I'm really just the vessel for the values that they believe in.
Okay. Again, implying very strongly that President Trump doesn't care about those values. And he's also, well, as Ron DeSantis points out, he's close to 80 years old. This is Ron DeSantis on ABC TV. Clip 3.
For me, leadership is not about yourself. It's not about showmanship or any of that. It's about producing results. So when you make promises, do you deliver? And if you break the promises, then that's not good leadership. So he ran in 2016. You covered that campaign. He said he was going to build the wall and have Mexico pay for it. Drain the swamp, hold Hillary accountable, eliminate the debt. None of that stuff came to fruition. And so the way I view it is simply, I make promises to people and I am fully intent on following through with it. And I'm going to be willing to sacrifice whatever's in my own personal political interest to be able to deliver on those big promises. And so he didn't deliver on those key promises the first time. So the question is, even if he could get elected, you know, he's close to 80 years old. He'd be a lame duck president. He's got a lot of issues surrounding him personally that he's very concerned about. Is he going to be able to deliver on all those things? And so for me, it's just at the end of the day, it's about results. You got to deliver on what you promised.
Okay, and by the way, when he says that Trump is a lame duck president, it's not because he wouldn't want to run again. I'm sure that he would. But under the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution that was enacted into law in 1951, the amendment was ratified, and that limited each president to only two terms in office. And even if they are non-consecutive terms, as these would be, if he is elected, he would take the oath of office on January 20th of next year and be able to serve his 4 years, health permitting, but then that's it. And I know that there have been people who are supporters of President Trump and President Trump himself who have hinted at trying to revise the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution. Okay, let's make it very clear. Amending the Constitution for the sake of giving Donald Trump yet another term is a non-starter. To get that ratified, you would have to have the state legislatures in three-quarters of all the states to approve that amendment. Really, three-quarters of all the states. So you're talking about something that is virtually impossible, given the fact that there is a Democratic control of legislatures, at least one house of the legislature, in more than the 13 states you would need to block that kind of amendment. Plus, you need two-thirds of both houses of Congress. And President Trump, even if he wins, it's not going to be with two-thirds majorities in both houses. Coming up, something where there should be an overwhelming majority in America is new research and several new articles talking about marijuana and legalized marijuana leading to every kind of psychotic and schizophrenic and difficult mental illness problems. We will get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
love him.
I love your show.
Or hate him.
When I start to think that you're going to start to feel nice, you turn me.
Just keep listening.
I listen to this show 4 hours a day.
To Michael Medved.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So I have stayed away from talk radio for months, but you know, today you have brought me back with a vengeance.
Good.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And breaking news that commanders and advisors from Iran's elite Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps I know that these are among the most decorated and honored military men, military resources in the Iranian army, but when you talk about an elite corps, that probably is giving them more respect and praise than they deserve, but commanders and advisors from Iran's elite Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps are now on the ground in Yemen and playing a direct role in the Houthi rebels' attacks on commercial traffic in the Red Sea. This is what the United States and our allies, and it's a long list of our allies, and an impressive list, has come forward to defend that commercial traffic, which is defending the world economy, frankly. The IRGC, that's the Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps, has stationed missile and drone trainers and operators in Yemen, as well as personnel providing tactical intelligence support to the Houthis, U.S. and Middle East officials have confirmed. The IRGC, through its overseas Quds Force, has also overseen the transfer to the Houthis of the attack drones, cruise missiles, and medium-range ballistic missiles used in a string of strikes on Red Sea and Israeli targets in recent weeks, these officials said. I don't know if any of their drones have actually reached Israel or Israeli civilians. Houthis fired 3 rocket barrage and hit a U.S. cargo ship after an American destroyer is forced to shoot down a cruise missile. Look, all of this is going on while we're in the midst of the caucuses in Iowa and a presidential race. And I think it is important that generally even people who questioned why it took the Biden administration so long to respond more forcefully. More breaking news. 2 U.S. Navy SEALs who are missing off Somalia in a mission to intercept Iranian weapons. The Navy searches the Gulf of Aden for SEALs who fell into the water when trying to board a vessel carrying Iranian missile parts to Somalia. This is a reminder that while all of this is going on in the United States and, yeah, the playoff season in the NFL and climax for professional basketball coming up and all of this and politics, with all of that going on, it's a important background to keep in mind that we have the best of us, people in our military who are in harm's way. They're in harm's way right now, defending the country from evildoers. And this is why it is appropriate that there is some concern, obviously, about foreign policy regarding the upcoming election. And this is one of those things where all of the remaining Republican candidates, except for Ramaswamy, are outspoken and clear in their support of Israel. And Ramaswamy, I don't know if he has any feeling about anything beyond American borders, and he is simply trying to appeal to people who are very isolationist in their point of view. Bernie Sanders, he was on CNN and talking about Biden and the campaign as it relates to our policy in Israel, where there are many Democrats, unfortunately, and very few Republicans who seem to be less sympathetic to helping Israel defend itself against terror attacks like the nightmarish attack of October 7th. This is Bernie Sanders, Senator from Vermont, on CNN over the weekend. This is clip 15.
We will see what happens in November because the choice is pretty clear. Running against Donald Trump, who I suspect will be the Republican candidate is one of the most dangerous political figures in modern American history. So I think people will end up rallying around Biden. But there is no question, it is very hard for young people, I think for most Americans, to be excited about what is going on right now. The president has got to change course. He has been very clear. He has expressed his concern about, quote-unquote, indiscriminate bombing. He has asked Netanyahu over and over again to change course. Netanyahu just yesterday said, no, we're going to continue doing what we are doing. Unacceptable.
Okay, he didn't say we're going to continue doing what we're doing. He said we're going to continue until we achieve our goals, until we win the war, which is to wipe out Hamas's ability to do what one of the leaders of Hamas has proclaimed publicly, which is to make October the 7th repeated time and time and time again. This is also Bernie Sanders comparing what is happening in Gaza to the firebombing of Dresden at the very end of World War II. And clip 17.
What is going on in Gaza right now is a horrendous humanitarian catastrophe. We're looking at 23,000 people who have been killed, almost 60,000 have been wounded, and two-thirds of the people who have been killed are women and children. You're looking at 70% of the housing units in Gaza that have been destroyed. Jake, if I use the word Dresden, Germany to you, you think about the horrific destruction during World War II of that city. What is going on in Gaza now in 3 months is worse than what took place in Dresden over a two-year period. This is a catastrophe.
Okay, first of all, it wasn't over a two-year period. Second of all, Dresden was an important mission in actually winning the war. The historical number of casualties was about the same in Dresden. And by the way, this is very interesting. When you look it up, the Nazis lied about it. Well, they're Nazis. What do you expect? But they claimed that American and British bombing had killed and taken the lives of 500,000 Germans. It wasn't true. It was about 20,000. It was a horrible attack. It was devastating. People argue back and forth about its utility. But when you are struggling to win a war, when you've already lost hundreds of thousands of your own troops, and you're struggling against monstrous evil, nobody said, well, now it's time for a ceasefire after Dresden. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
By the way, I think your show is great. I disagree with almost everything you say, but you at least give people a chance to talk.
Michael Medved, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The Arctic air is continuing across much of the country. A new alert from the National Weather Service says dangerously low temperatures and wind chills are expected to reach the south by next week. Meantime, freezing rain in the Pacific Northwest is being blamed for over 150,000 power outages in Oregon. Blizzard-like conditions were reported in Buffalo, New York over the weekend, where the Bills and Steelers wildcard game had to be postponed until later today. The rising cost of housing is keeping many Gen Zers from living on their own. A recent Credit Karma survey of 1,249 adults in the United States found that 31% of Gen Zers are continuing to live at home with a parent or other family member. In total, 24% of American adults, regardless of age, can no longer afford to pay their rent, according to the survey. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Michael Medved Show. Today, we just put up on our Substack newsletter the Arthur Brooks interview, which was a lengthy interview. It was a substantial two-segment interview, as we say on the show, with one of the brightest minds and most brilliant analysts in the conservative world. And Arthur Brooks' interview is up on Substack. There is a new piece by me about one of the surprises in Washington, D.C. It's actually won a dubious distinction of being the one state or territory that has the highest concentration of homeless people of anywhere in the United States. No, not San Francisco or L.A. or New York or Chicago, it's Washington, D.C. And why is that? And how does that give us an opportunity for change for the better? A lot of material at Michael Medved's Context, that is our Substack station that you can sign up for free, and you can also support and get more. Go to michaelmedved.substack.com and sign up today for our uncensored take on the context of current controversies. One of those controversies, which it seems to me is very much worth covering is the utility of religious faith. And there's an email that came in just a few minutes ago from Christian, who asks, given what you know about him and the state of society the past few years, what do you think Martin Luther King Jr. would think about us today? And it's a very thought-provoking question. It's almost one of those where you'd like to see the screenplay someone could write about Dr. King getting to come back and look at America in 2024. I think he would be amazed and gratified and satisfied by some of the progress that we have made racially in terms of equality of opportunity, in terms of tremendous achievements in terms of the black community building a bigger upper class and middle class, and allowing people to live according to their own abilities and achievements. And without the mechanism of Jim Crow and segregation and discrimination that used to be a major factor in American life. Does that mean we have arrived? We have reached the mountaintop? No. And I think one of the areas where Dr. King would be very disappointed in the direction of America has to do with his passion in life, which was the church and religious faith. People tend to forget, because you see him as a civil rights leader. Man was a pastor, and he was a preacher, and he was an incomparably effective preacher. And I think particularly when he would look at something like the election season that we're coming into right now, the inability of Americans to follow the words of the prophet, come let us reason together, the difficulty we have in even speaking civilly to our fellow citizens, I think that would be a profound disappointment to Dr. King, who believed in creating a blessed community and a community of people who could share in their hopes and their ambitions for the country. That's a brief answer to some very important questions. Okay, there's another important question here. Which there's a Wall Street Journal piece, and it begins with a description of one young man. And it says, when Braxton Clark was in high school, he used marijuana to control his emotions. At 17, he used it every day. When he was 18, he had a psychotic episode after using cannabis and was admitted to a hospital. He spent the next 3 years sober, then one day he tried cannabis again. Before long, he was back in the hospital. I had lost my faculties. I wasn't making sense, said Clark, who is now 24. Braxton is among thousands of teenagers and young adults who have developed delusions and paranoia after using cannabis. Legalization efforts have made cannabis more readily available in much of the country. Most frequent use of marijuana, more frequent use of marijuana than is many times as potent as strains common 3 decades ago, is leading to more psychotic episodes, according to doctors and recent research. Dr. Deepali Gershon, an addiction psychiatrist at Compass Health Center in Northbrook, Illinois, says, this is not the cannabis of 20, 30 years ago. It up to 20% of her caseload is patients for whom she suspects cannabis triggered a psychotic episode. Rates of diagnosis for cannabis-induced disorders were more than 50% higher at the end of November than in 2019. That's according to healthcare analytics company Truveta this week. The trend is contributing to the broader burden of caring for more people who developed mental health and addiction problems during the pandemic. At Boston's Children's Hospital, a very prestigious institution, doctors are treating more children developing psychotic disorders from cannabis use. Nearly a third of adolescents they see for checkups say they are using cannabis. About a third of children using cannabis report experiencing hallucinations or paranoia. Doctors and other health workers from the hospital's adolescent substance use and addiction program hold weekly rounds to review cases. Recently, they discussed one young cannabis user who thought she was being followed. One young man had nearly crashed his car because he thought demons were chasing him. A teenager with cannabis use disorder had threatened to kill his mother. "This is a lot of my life, figuring out what to do with these kids," said Dr. Sharon Levy, the hospital's head of addiction medicine. "Cannabis has become more potent and is associated with higher rates of psychotic disorders. Psychotic episodes following cannabis use could be more likely to lead to chronic psychiatric problems than those following consumption of other illegal drugs." In other words, it's not just a problem with how frequently cannabis is used and the idea that you have this major industry promoting it right now. The problem is that a lot of the synthetic cannabis is not simply based upon a marijuana plant. It is chemically altered to increase its potency and to increase the potential damage. There is another article by Alex Fryer in the Seattle Times, and it's outstanding. "Manufactured cannabis extracts now represent 35% of the state's cannabis market, up from 9% in 2014. That, according to 2020 data from the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board. Increasingly, doctors are raising alarms about health impacts, particularly for young people. This is a serious matter, and yet the Democratic Party seems to be committed to legalization everywhere. They need to take a look at some of this data, and we need to take a look at more with the Iowa caucuses just a couple of hours away. We'll be right back.
This should not happen in America.
The Michael Medved Show.
No one should be silent if they are speaking from their heart.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a compilation in the New York Times about how the Iowa caucuses could go and what's next in each scenario. And what they're talking about is basically 4 different possibilities about what happens tonight. And they're going to start reporting on the votes relatively soon. They can't do it exactly at 7 o'clock Central Time, which is when the caucuses begin, because the caucuses take a while. People in the Republican caucuses have to hear speeches on behalf of each of the candidates who is trying to get support. And there is a great deal going on. In Iowa, the unexpected can be expected, and a win is not always a win, says Adam Nagurny in the New York Times. The result could shape the future of the Republican Party at a time of transition and the future of the Iowa caucuses after a difficult decade. It could help determine whether Nikki Haley, the former U.S. ambassador, presents a serious obstacle to Donald J. Trump's return to power, and whether Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, will be forced out of the race. Possibility number one, which is a likelihood, they say, and I think they're right, all the assumptions about a big Trump win might mean that the former president's biggest opponent may turn out to be expectations, and not his two main rivals on the ballot, Ms. Haley and Mr. DeSantis. Mr. Trump and his campaign have set the bar high. Mr. Trump has run as an incumbent, not even debating his opponents. His aides say they think he can set a record for an open race by finishing at least 12 points ahead of his nearest rival. Trump has been polling around 50% plus or minus, said Dennis J. Goldford, a political science professor at Drake University in Des Moines. If he were to come in at 40%, below 50%, in other words, that's a flashing yellow light. That suggests weakness and uncertainty. two forces could complicate Mr. Trump's hopes for the night. Those same polls that show him heading for victory, the polls he boasts about at almost every rally he does everywhere in Iowa, could feed complacency among his supporters. Why come out and caucus? Caucus day temperatures are projected to reach a high of 0 degrees in places if Mr. Trump is going to win anyway. The other possibility that they sketch is a weak showing for Mr. DeSantis. The test for Mr. DeSantis earlier this campaign season was whether he could use Iowa to create a two-way race with Mr. Trump. Now he is struggling to make certain that he at least scores what he was always expected to score, a strong second-place finish. Mr. DeSantis supporters say they remain confident he will come in second and perhaps even upset Mr. Trump. If you believe in polls, hopefully he comes in a solid second, said Bob Vanderplaats, an influential evangelical leader in Iowa who's endorsed Mr. DeSantis. If you believe the ground game, there's a potential he could upend the former president in Iowa. He has by far the best on-the-ground operation I've seen. Then another possibility, third possibility, strong showing for Ms. Haley. Now, what does that mean? If Ms. Haley does come in a solid second, this becomes a different race. She would head into New Hampshire, a state where she is already has strong institutional support, with the wind at her back, even after a few weeks that have been marked by a stumbles on the campaign trail. She could present herself as a real alternative for Republicans looking for a candidate besides Mr. Trump to lead the party this November. And the other possibility, and this is the one that everybody dreads, the other possibility, another rough night for Iowa. This has been a tough decade for the Iowa caucuses. In 2012, Mitt Romney, governor of Massachusetts, was declared the winner of the Republican caucus. But 16 days later, the state Republican Party, struggling to count missing votes, said that Rick Santorum, the former senator from Pennsylvania, had actually finished first. What I'm concerned about, said Daniel Yepsen, the former chief political correspondent for the Des Moines Register, who in 2020 predicted that meltdown, which robbed Pete Buttigieg of momentum from his narrow victory, he believed it would spell the end for Iowa's Democratic caucus. You have 180,000 people voting in a couple of thousand precincts on little slips of paper that are hand-tabulated, he said. The doomsday scenario is that they have problems with their tabulations. With all this talk about voting being rigged, I just think the country is going to feel jerked around if Iowa Republicans don't get this right. What if getting it right, it turns out that the people around Ron DeSantis are correct, that he pulls off a big upset and actually wins tonight? What do you think the chances are that President Trump will say it's fraud if he doesn't win in Iowa? He did when he didn't win in Iowa in 2016 when he lost to Ted Cruz. He said it was fraud. The election was stolen. That's a real possibility. Oh, and here is good news. Great way to close the show. Congressional leaders have come to an agreement on a two-tranche short-term funding bill that keeps the government funded into March. Yay! A source familiar with the matter told CNN. The new continuing resolution will fund the government through March 1st and March 8th, respectively. The agreement comes just before the first funding deadline of January 19th. The second government funding deadline was February 2nd. Well, that is good news, and certainly seems to back up the kind words that I offered for Mike Johnson. This is on Friday, when it was clear that Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, has been dedicated to making the House sane again. And I think he is moving positively in that direction. Speaking of moving positively, Mean Girls, the musical adaptation of the 2004 cult film, is now playing in theaters around the country. It's the number one rated film in the country, with surprisingly strong box office. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A homeschooled math whiz is transferred to North Shore High School, where she has a tough time fitting in with all that institution's cliques and social hierarchies. Sound familiar? Well, 20 years later, it's a remake of Mean Girls.
We have a new student.
What's up, Kitty?
Are you trying to make the best of this field, though?
I'm not trying to. It's happening.
We as women have to support each other.
Well, the main woman behind this production and starring again as a math teacher is Tina Fey, who wrote the original film and then the successful Broadway adaptation, and whose husband, Jeff Richmond, created the lively musical numbers that give this version some fresh energy. Renee Rapp, a real rising star, plays the ultra-popular apex predator in this ultra-energized high school universe. It's rated PG-13 for some mild sexual references, 2.5 stars for the entertaining, if not particularly original, Mean Girls. Well, it's not original because it's virtually the same characters, though played by different people. And Lindsay Lohan will be desperately missed by some people who just love that first film. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Ilan Berman, who is an expert on foreign policy and the Middle East, and with the idea that Israel and Hezbollah, not Hamas, but Hezbollah in Lebanon, are headed toward a major new war. If that is the case, what would be the impact on the United States and our security, especially given the engagement of American forces against Houthi assaults on international shipping? And meanwhile, a lot of people are concerned about safety with aircraft right now, obviously after that big episode with Alaska Airlines and others, the burning plane in Tokyo. So flying, it turns out, is remarkably safe and continues to be. What isn't safe is driving. America, the last 5 years, has seen a strong increase in traffic fatalities. Why is that happening, and what can be done about it? We'll talk about that and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.